I want to tap into the simple things, right? But the strange simple things that make you happy. You know, we have things, oh, our family, yes, our jobs, some of us. Maybe at the end of the day, leaving work. Oh, that's happy. It makes you happy. I have four Boston Terriers. Oh, those are like the normal things that make me happy. I want to dig a bit deeper to the strange things that make you happy.
Like how strange? Like dark strange?
It doesn't matter to me. Like the strange things that make you happy. When I say strange, as in the non-traditional things that make you happy, right? That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
For instance, like at my Woolies, on a Sunday when I'm in the mood for a ribeye, and sometimes people just leave the rump and sirloin there, but I like the ribeye, I like the cut and the fat content. And Woolies have very, very great, you know, content with regard to meat. The meats are fantastic and free range. Love.
Yes.
Sometimes you walk in there on Sunday and there's nothing. But what makes me happy is when I go to that fridge and I open it up and I move one of the sirloins and a ribeye, the last one's been interrupted and has now filed its way in the middle of sirloins. No one else could find it but me. That makes me so, so happy. I then prepare it beautifully with salt, pepper, a little bit of mustard powder over some hot coals and allow it to rest for 5 to 6 minutes before consuming with a beautiful salsa verde and a good day.
That sounds very peaceful.
You said dark. I feel like there's something that you want to tell me. What is the simple thing? No, 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 no. The strange, simple thing.
Chicken, this is...
That makes you happy.
So, I've got a German Shepherd and a Border Collie. And my dogs are the friendliest dogs in the world.
German Shepherd, Border Collie. Okay.
But that moment...
Yeah.
When the Uber Eats man is at the door. And Sherlock, who's the shorter of the two, the moment that door goes open, Sherlock turns into a lion and he goes,
yeah.
At that moment, when the Uber guy skriks.
Do you like it when he skriks?
Just that moment, because I know Sherlock is so friendly. And then every time the door opens and Sherlock goes,
okay.
And then I just like laugh internally. But then I say, yo, I'm so sorry. But actually inside, I think it's very funny.
If you want to go dark.
I'm sorry.
If you want to go dark. Funny. No. I think you wanted to go there.
Because he's cute,
I can go here too. I love giving people a show in traffic. But every now and then, you get somebody who cuts you off and doesn't say thank you. Like they don't even say anything to you. They just cut you off like you're not there.
Yeah.
You drive in your little Golfie and they've got their lovely, beautiful vehicle. I'm not going to mention the brand of vehicle. And they cut you off. And you're like, wow, okay. But literally seconds later, there's a large panel van that cuts that bra off. And I'm not vengeful.
Then what do you say?
But I would sit there and I'm like, wow. And then I'll move on with the rest. That makes me happy. It does. Hello, is this Larika?
Hi.
Hi, Larika.
No, we went dark and we went light a bit here, but no, tell me, what's the strangest thing that makes you happy? It's the International Day of Happiness. Please share.
Oh my gosh, the thing that makes me really happy is when I offer someone some of my food and they say no.
Yes! Because you know that it's your morality that's offering. It's not your desire. And
listen,
when they say,
I do not want to share. I don't want to share. I've worked all day. I've looked forward to this twister. Leave me be. As a belief.
Shame, Larika, man.
Can I tell you the worst thing for me is when I have Steers chips, man. And someone asks me for some. Because Steers chips is like a no. Leave me alone.
So do you say no?
No, but I have to offer. So I offer kindly.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but if you
give with a heart that says I don't want to give, then technically it doesn't count. So then you can't say no.
Oh dear.
Hashtag say my net.
Thank you, Larika. That is actually really great. That's a great one. Joel messaged me now and said, you know what makes me really happy, Carl? When Google proves me right in a discussion. You know when somebody goes like, no, they call me right, Taryn. Like, no, it is. No. Then the person Googles it and then your answer's right. There's something so satisfying about that. Oh, I love that. There's something so good about that. But there have been a few more that have come through, and let's chat to you. Is this Warren?
Yeah, that's me.
Yo.
Hello, Warren.
Happy International Day
of
Happiness. We're happy.
Man, every day should be International Happy Day.
Yes.
That's why you listen to the Flash Drive, brother. You know what I'm
saying. Yeah, you
that's
know
right.
it. You know. You know it.
But I need to find out the strange thing that make you happy. And if it's dark, it's fine. No one judges here. Go for it.
It is kind of. There was like four things that I, because I saw your post on Facebook and
yes.
I was like, my wife and I were having a good laugh of it. The first thing that really makes me happy, fresh tattoos. Dude, always.
Love it. Okay, I'm still yet to get
always.
My first one, so I'm actually...
Are you missing
out? No, in winter, I was told, if I'm going to do it this year, I'm going to do it in winter so that I'm not going to be swimming and messing
yeah,
up the
true.
Ink. So, winter.
That makes sense. Yeah, but once you start, you can't stop, eh? That's the problem. You can ask any of your listeners out there, once you start, you can't stop. And then the second thing is serial killer documentaries. Don't judge me. But serial killer documentaries.
I won't
judge There's something
you.
About it.
There's something that I actually started... last night, and I know what you're talking about. And it always starts with the four bodies were found when, and you're like, okay, put it louder. So yes,
yeah,
I got you. So
there's like the Zodiac and all that sort
yes.
of stuff. It's creepy, but it's really interesting. Like when you're sitting working and whatever, you put some Spotify, like these, you get these podcasts on it, and
yes.
you put that in your ears. It's don't if everyone knows if something ever happens to me, don't check my Google history because it'll be creepy.
Yeah,
but it's cool. It's and then the other thing that Pierre just found really funny was, and you're gonna laugh at this, the smell of sweaty horse. Again, don't judge me.
Sweaty
so,
horse.
So wait, no, reverse.
No.
Excuse
okay,
me.
So you,
the smell of
so
sweaty
I,
horse.
Yeah. So I've ridden horses my entire life. My wife is an avid horse rider. We're based here in George. So we've been in the horse thing for like since I was two or knee-high to a squirrel. We've been doing it since then.
Yeah.
And there is something about a sweaty horse that just smells. It's like with this sweet smell. It's kind of weird. And I'm sure you're going to get flooded in by all the equestrian enthusiasts and agreeing with me.
Don't worry, Daniela Finter just messaged in saying, love the smell of sweaty
yes,
horse.
You see, exactly, sweaty horse. And my wife, who works with horses every day of her life, she comes home smelling like this every single day.
Oh,
and
baby.
There's something really cool about it. It's like got this sweet smell. You can't really explain it, but
okay.
And each horse smells different. That's the thing.
Yes.
Each horse that's sweaty smells different. Call me a freak. But that's fine. I'll take it.
Warren, sweet and what?
Like, I don't know. It's just like
a sweaty...
It's just a sweet smell.
And okay.
I don't mean sweet as in like figuratively of, oh,
yes,
the horse
yes.
is so sweet. Mm. I mean, it's actually, you know, like you get some herbs that I'm not going to mention which ones, but if you burn them, it's got a sweet smell on it.
Same
thing.
Okay. I think we're getting closer to the sweaty horse smell. We're going to have
yeah,
to investigate that. It could be a new thing.
Dude,
I mean, yeah.
Okay. So next JMB Met. Get down there, and when the horse is finished running, go sniff it and phone me back. I'm telling you now, you'll tell me, hey, there's
I'm
something
sorry.
On this Warren.
Warren, the problem is I can't get it close to any horses because usually those guys from the stable, they think I'm a jockey and they pull me in and I never get back to my place. So
I thought you said there's a horse going to kick you.
You can make a lot of money like that.
No,
don't rule yourself out of a jockey career. You can make yourself a lot of money.
Whenever I try to touch a horse, they're like, hey, are you in? We're doing a quick run. I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't. Yeah, it's one of those things. Warren,
you've
thank you.
You've got to be careful because it kicks at the back, it bites in the front, is uncomfortable in the middle. It doesn't really make sense to anybody,
oh,
but we've been doing it 30 years anyway.
That is what I'm talking about. Warren, thank you for sharing. This is great. You've given us
all
the
right.
sweet smell of sweaty horse. Hello, is this Corin?
Yes.
Hello, Corin.
Corin, have you ever smelled a sweaty horse?
Yeah, my daughter is fond of horse riding, yeah. I know that
What?
Now.
Have I been missing something? I mean, people smell like oud in the mall all the time. They shouldn't be smelling like sweaty horse. It's fine. But tell me, what's the strange thing that makes you happy, Corin?
You know, flies have got these super zoom zoom eyes. As soon as you start cooking and you touch an onion, they zoom in.
Yeah.
And no matter how much you're sweating, you spray them.
Yes.
I actually admire their sense of survival. But that feeling when they drown in dirty dishwater, that makes my day.
Who are we anyway as a show? We have people who enjoy the death of flies in dirty dishwater and sweaty horse. Who are we anyway? But you know what? There is something in that, isn't there? Something in that one, that thing that evaded you for 4 days, and suddenly, there you are. Oh, shame.
Exactly.
I know what you're talking about. Thank you very much. That is just disturbingly good. Jandre?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello, Jandre. Mm.
Hi.
Have you smelled a sweaty horse?
No, not yet, but I have smelled sweaty dog.
Come on, man. Oh, I actually like the smell of sweaty dog too. Wow, this show is going places today. But what is the strangest thing that makes you happy on International Day of Happiness?
You know what, Cole? The strangest thing that makes me the most happy...
Yes, please.
...is seeing my debit orders go off before getting my salaries paid into my account message... Because I know I got paid.
Ah. It feels...
That makes me very happy.
That feels good. I know that must feel good to you. I can almost feel that right now. Of course it will. Sure. Can I tell you, there are strange things that I'm really, really happy for you to actually just listen to. Because we are going to go to Facebook with this and there are twisted things. Like, really twisted. Just stick around, Jandre. Hello, is this Corey?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Corey.
Hi.
Hello. How are you guys?
I'm fine. Riechard Downing just told me that dogs don't sweat. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I think a wet dog smells.
Thank you, Riechard, for just sweaty dog smell. So dogs don't sweat, apparently. Riechard's a veterinarian, so obviously he knows more. Let me get onto Google and then do the other thing that makes people happy, which would be proving people right in a discussion. That would be amazing. But I'm not going to do that now. That would be petty and wetty. Let's move on to you. Talk to me, Cordy. What's the strangest thing that makes you happy?
Nothing is more exciting to me than getting my Shein order delivered.
Oh, when you see delivery is on its way and then it actually gets delivered.
Yep.
Yo, can I tell you, I have friends like that, Taryn Lamb, who really gets excited when her Shein order, it gets delivered almost daily because she shops that often.
Suma daily.
It's interesting,
the
isn't
way
it?
I only did one order, I mean, hello. But that is a very exciting feeling. I totally agree with you, Mara.
I just thought about another feeling now, Corey. You know when you go to a parking lot and you go get yourself a ticket when you park your car? Now, at the Cape Quarter that's right alongside us, they give you some time free. So what I do is, if I'm tactical with my timing, I'll put that thing back into the machine. And guess what it does? It says 0.00 due. That is such a lekker feeling. Have you ever done that?
Jackpot,
yeah, yes, because you don't have to pay the parking. This is the best thing, Corey. Thank you for sharing yours, though. Robin, have you ever had that feeling where you have that like 30 minutes or an hour free and you manage to make it in that time and you don't pay for parking?
I have actually absolutely had that. I shop very quickly then when I see that there's only 20 minutes or 15 minutes free.
Right.
I most likely miss half the shopping as long as I get free parking. That's a bonus.
But that's the thing, man. But what is it for you? What's the strangest thing that makes you happy?
So earlier you did mention some dark happiness. I mentioned earlier that. You have those instances, you know, when you're driving the speed limit, whether it be in a 60 zone or 80 zone, and you're minding your own business, getting to where you need to get safely.
Yes.
And when you look in your rearview mirror, you'll see a driver in one of those vehicles, you know, in the brand that you don't want to mention, or a taxi driver that's in your mirror, and they're basically hounding you. And I said it in the message, they French kiss your back bumper, basically trying to get you out of the way. And when you eventually move out of the way, then they speed past you.
Yes.
And what really makes me happy is when the camera that I knew is up ahead, hence me driving the speed limit, when that camera catches that driver that sped past. Oh, that is happiness.
That is it. That is it. I felt that before. It's the best. Because, like, thank you. You know what? You're illuminating moments of happiness on International Day of Happiness. I love this. Robin?
I'm on the road most of the day, so yeah.
It's
joy.
This is the one that could actually be the one. Unless you got something better for me, Mia.
You started the call with a laugh. This is going to be good.
Sorry. Ooh, sorry. It's just people are going to think I'm weird. But Leah, a lot of us, how are you?
I'm ready for you. You giggled in the beginning. This is going to be good. What's happening?
No, I'm more embarrassed because I did the flash drive and it didn't go so well. But let's not talk about that.
Oh, aren't you the one that got like 1 out of 5? Oh, yeah. Yes. I remember you.
I was very nervous and anxious.
It's fine.
I'm doing well. No, so for relaxation, I listen to ASMR.
Yes.
That's Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a category called spit painting. It's a very odd concept.
Yeah.
I don't like eating ASMR, but something about the spit painting ASMR is very interesting to word it like that. I don't know. I have one of the videos on Spotify that I listen to whilst working, and it's not very weird mouth sounds.
Yes,
but it's enough to be satisfying. I don't know. It's a bit difficult to explain.
By the way, I'm actually,
I guess you have to try it.
I have a spit painting video up though. You said it was ASMR, so. Let me just hear it, what it sounds like.
No, it's not like that.
By the way, if anybody doesn't like people chewing with their mouth open, don't listen to this. But let me just take a listen.
Perfect. Okay, so for your right cheek, I was thinking that we could draw an in.
Okay, this is some twisted
thing. That is not nice for me as well.
But you said you like spit painting. This is...
Okay, not aggressive spit painting. Like, it's more...
This woman looks gentle on this YouTube video I got up over here. She looks like she's enjoying herself.
It's a bit too overwhelming for me. There's a fine line. People are going to hate me now.
Mia, I don't know what you've just... You've unlocked...
Either
a new ick or a new kink. I don't know what happened here, but this is some good stuff. Spit painting.
Spit painting.
Let me just hear it again.
No.
I thought it makes you happy.
Now.
Oh, Mia. Thank you for opening up the world of ASMR spit painting. And Mia, pleasure. I just want to tell you that I'm very happy to have you on the flash drive.